Good morning, Kansas Land. David Hallauer, Metal Arc Extension District Agent, Crops and Soils with Extension today. Now, I hope for most of you have been in areas over the past few weeks that have maybe dodged the bullet that we had in the form of excess heat and also got some moisture along the way. What that also may have done, however, is maybe stimulated some weeds to go ahead and start growing. So, whether you're scouting this time of the year, walking through fields, if you're doing it from the pickup seat, or if you are going to wait until you're in the combine cab this fall, annually there is at least some need for an evaluation of your weed control program. You know, when you think about the prolific nature of some of our weed species, let's take pigweed for example. They can produce up to 500,000 seeds per plant, and those seeds can remain viable in the soil for 4, maybe 5 years. It's a pretty good reminder that a good weed control program is very important, and an evaluation of that weed control program on an annual basis is important as well. You know, we know there's lots of factors that affect our ability to control weeds. In some cases, sadly, we are fighting some resistance issues. We also don't have a terrible number of new chemistries to help us combat either those resistances or those weeds that are getting away from us. Even with the lack of some chemistries, you know, we do get new tank mixes, but they require some level of evaluation too to see if they are performing like our old products did. When you add in factors like new adjuvants or trying to figure out what products works best with another product so antagonism doesn't occur, all of a sudden it can get very variable, and that's even before we toss in what Mother Nature throws at us. It can make our best weed control efforts a greater challenge than they already are and require us to think twice before we head into the next growing season. To help you sift through some of those variables and maybe start to get you thinking a little bit more about what your plan could look like towards 2024, our annual Metal Arc Extension District demonstration plot tour is going to move, quite frankly, mostly indoors this year with a focus on weed control. K-State Research and Extension Weed Management Specialist Dr. Sarah Lancaster is going to be our guest for our plot tour on Wednesday, August the 23rd. It's going to be held at the Colonial Acres Event Center in Oskaloosa. Taylor Insurance Services is hosting us once again, and we're going to start at 4:45 p.m. in the afternoon with the welcome. Dr. Lancaster is then going to cover a wide range of weed management topics. We're going to have her talk about new products to consider as you go into maybe product purchases or product use for the next growing season. Going to ask her to talk a little bit about some efficacy data on products that she has looked at this summer. She's also going to chat a little bit about adjuvants, maybe some alternative weed control options that you might want to consider, and then demonstrate some differences in nozzles and spray coverage via the use of a spray table that she has available. We'll just go about wherever you want to go from a weed control direction, try to answer your questions as best you can in the hour that we have, with the hope of helping you make decisions that as you finish this year, you can start to plan ahead for maybe even a better weed control program next year. You know, in many cases, we've had really great weed control programs. It's time to take a second look and make sure that they have lasted full season long. If you would like to attend, we'd love to have you. Please RSVP for the sponsored meal that starts at 6 o'clock, courtesy of Tarwater Farm and Home in the Jefferson County Conservation District. You can RSVP for that. We need your name for a meal count by calling the Metal Arc Extension District office in Oskaloosa at 785-863-2212. You can also email me. That address is dhallaue@ksu.edu. We'd like to have those RSVPs by noon on Monday, August the 21st, so we can get a good meal count. Again, we'll start at 4:45 on Wednesday, August the 23rd at the Colonial Acres Events Center in Oskaloosa. I think it'll be a really great program, maybe help you get a head start on your weed control efforts for 2024. We are also going to give a really brief update on a soybean sudden death syndrome project going on at K-State and for producers that might be interested in submitting samples for that. And then wrap up with just a little bit on tar spot. Don't know if you have been out in fields lately, but even some of those that had a fungicide pass early, there has been quite a bit of tar spot continue to show up. In most cases, we are far enough along that we're not terribly concerned about it from a yield standpoint, but it's always a good thing to know what you're getting into from a harvest standpoint. So if you've not been out, checked fields for tar spot, make sure you go back. That's a great way to find out A, what your levels might be, and B, how well the fungicide that you applied might have worked against that particular pathogen. If you've got any questions, feel free to contact any of our district or local extension offices. Hope everybody has a great weekend. This has been David Hallauer, Metal Arc Extension District Agent, Crops and Soils with Extension today.